That is right, children of God. That's what we're all about here at Cross Lutheran Church and School. My name is Jason Dias on the CrossCast alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And we are so glad you could join us with two shows left.
Yes.
You are representing in the D.C.
Represent.
Hoodie. Yes. Very,
actually,
very nice.
Me and my friends took me and my sister to the Toby Mac concert, and
right.
They had Casting Crowns there, and my sister wanted to go get their autograph afterwards. And one of the guys commented on it saying he was originally from D.C.
Oh, wow.
So
all
I'm
right.
like, I'm okay. I got a comment on my D.C.
Yes, you do. I
on
know Casting Crowns. I can't think of a lot of their stuff, but as you know, Toby Mac is a favorite of
yes.
mine. In fact, that'll be the bump we're using to get to our guest today. Hey, folks, believe it or not, the extra show after today, two shows left.
Bum,
wow.
Bum, bum.
Wow. Next week, we are going back in time, not back to the future, but back in time to talk about our trip last year to Washington, D.C. Mr. Fink's going to join us. I'm excited
yes.
about that.
I'm very excited. He is one of my favorite teachers.
I've got
D.C. I still have my
baller over there. You saw it last week, my wristband
oh.
that we wore. What was it called? Primetime
I think
Tours, something. Anyway.
Oh, like Tours. Like
yes, yes. I still have my wristband from D.C. I think Miriam may have gone on the first D.C. trip. She may have been here 1 year before. I'll ask her when we get her on the air. But yes, next week, we got here. Remember what time it was in the morning when we got here?
It was like 6 o'clock.
I wish. It was 3:20 in the morning when we were loading the buses to drive out to Houston. It was a very, very long day. But we're going to talk to Mr. Fink about the D.C. trip, one of my absolute favorite moments at Cross Lutheran. And one of my other the Oregon Trail.
Yay!
The pioneers. You were a pioneer.
Yes,
my son Evan was in the first class that Mrs. MacArthur did the Oregon Trail. That's right. You were the second because you're right after. I remember making the covered wagon
the
and all
cabin.
That stuff. One of my favorite moments in American history when I was in college, you heard me talking to Miriam in the pre-show. It's a good
yes.
thing everybody can't hear us talking in the pre-show.
That's secret information.
Thankfully, nobody can hear that. But when I was in college, I rode a motorcycle, a beautiful Kawasaki Ninja-style motorcycle.
Ninja.
And the name of my motorcycle was Manifest Destiny. That's what
oh
I named
my
it.
Word.
And the Manifest Destiny, that American westward movement, that American exodus out to Oregon and California, one of the most amazing things we've ever done in our country. Miriam was part of it. Last week, she helped her mom do the Oregon Trail Day, and she's joining us.
Yes.
From California.
After the break.
After the break. Go to her right after this. That is right. You're on break right now. No, you're
yes.
live, Miriam
you're
MacArthur.
Live.
How are you?
Oh.
Welcome
Hi,
to the show,
I'm good.
Miriam.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Be calling in from here.
From California, of all places. You know, the Oregon Trail, one of my absolute favorite days, my memories. You know, we do chapel for eighth graders every year in the spring, and a lot of them talk about the Oregon Trail as one of their favorite memories, and you're
yes.
actually calling in from California. What are you doing out in California?
Well, I am currently just visiting family, but it's also a chance for me to relax after my first semester of nursing school. So God is rejuvenating me a little bit out here.
Okay. So what can you tell us about the Oregon Trail here at school?
From last week.
Oh, you went the inside scoop. Oh.
Yes.
Of course we
We're
do.
We're investigating.
I was going to say, do you want the behind the scenes? Because I don't know if Cross Lutheran is ready to hear that. But no, the Oregon Trail, it is a third grade tradition that my mom started with Jason, your son's class. And I help out every year, so it's a special time for me and my mom, as well as for the third graders. So I have great memories of
what
the Oregon Trail.
What were the kids like last week? Did y'all have good weather? Were they excited? Tell us about it.
Okay, well, we had the best weather that we have ever had for the Oregon Trail. So, praise God. We've had everything from, like, tornado to, like, super humid to, like, rainstorms. I mean,
we had sprinkling on ours.
You had sprinkling, Steve? There's never been a perfect weather year until this year, so... That was awesome, and the kids were really awesome this year. They were so excited, and I think this is the first year in a while where they did not know that there was a snowball fight around the corner when we were coming up to the Blue Mountains.
I remember that.
So
once we
when
were
those
to
ice chests opened up and there was snow, there was, like, pure joy on their
awesome.
Faces.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for my class, this year's eighth graders? Because you've been through that.
Yeah, Kiki's graduating this year. We got a big graduation class. 19 kids graduating this year.
19!
Yes, 19 big kids. And Miriam,
big kids is an exaggerated word.
Well, that's true. Strong kids, strong Christian kids. Miriam, you've been through it. You've graduated from Cross. You graduated from New Braunfels High School. So you went from the Christian school to the public high school. And I thought you made a very good choice, both in college and profession in nursing. But if you could sit down with our 19 eighth graders and give them some advice about going from Cross to high school, wherever they're going, what would you tell them?
Okay, so I have two verses that come to mind. The first is from Proverbs, where God tells us to trust in Him with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. And then the second one is from 1 John, when it talks about, for whenever our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. So high school is a really great time to learn to trust God in a new environment and in a new way, but it's also really challenging. But I would just tell everyone to hold fast that no matter what happens, even when we don't understand what's going on in our own hearts, because that happened for me a lot, we can just hold on to the hope that God knows us, and we just need to lean on Him and trust that He is good and He has us in the palm of His hands. So that would be my advice to you guys.
Nice. Hey, that is some very good advice. Hey, that is...
Well, thank you.
During the course of the show, Kiki has threatened to hit me, but she was clapping for you. So that is some very, very good stuff. And listen, Miriam, it is so great to know that you're out there doing what you want to do with your career and with your family and with your faith. And I want to thank you so very, very much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Kiki, it was great to talk to you. I don't know if you know Jason, but I used to babysit Kiki.
I did not know that.
That's how much older I am.
Wait, let me ask you, since you did used to babysit her, was she more trouble than her sister, Maddie?
Always.
Miriam, you be safe out there. You enjoy Big Sur in California. We'll talk to you very soon.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Here, Miriam. Hey, we'll wrap it up right after this. Right. You heard Miriam talk about it. Trust in God with all your might. Do you remember our last guest that referenced that?
I believe it was Miss Mann or Miss Moore.
It was actually Mr. Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A. That was his signature verse on our show, Proverbs. Trust in God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. He told Kiki, hey, you'll never figure it out, man. You got to trust in God.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Miriam is doing that. That's pretty cool, right?
It is very cool.
You got your DC gear on. Next week we're going to talk to Mr. Fink. What is one of your favorite memories from the DC trip?
From DC, it's mainly just kind of hanging out and finally figuring out stuff that you learned in class, but once you get there, it's like a deeper understanding of what you learned in class.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Miss Fink went to Israel. She kind of appreciated the stories that she was talking about from the Bible.
But once she went there, she got a deeper feeling.
Yeah, it made a deeper feeling and a more impactful. I was the same way. I had been to D.C. before, but I had never been on like a tour. And I think I really appreciated that more than anything. I'm a big political nerd. I love presidential politics, so being up in D.C. was a big deal. Hey, coming up this weekend, we got kids coming up to going up to
state tomorrow.
Texas Christian University leaving Cross tomorrow. Hey, folks, listen,
for
if you're listening to the show, please be in prayer. We got a lot of families driving up 35 to Fort Worth for the state finals on Saturday. I want to make a quick shout out to Haley Mabrito, one of my poetry students that's heading up there. I think she's got the ability to do really, really well up there. You know a lot of folks that are going up there. Mia's going up there.
Pablo, the dictionary wizard.
That's right. We know exactly what to get Paul for graduation, don't we?
A dictionary.
Hey, listen up, folks. I think eighth grade will be out next Wednesday at a baseball game.
Yes, we will.
But after a couple weeks of delays, next Wednesday we will be showing the gala video at chapel. I think you guys may miss it. Miss Patch said you guys may be gone.
No, we are staying till the end of chapel.
Oh, well, then you'll see it. A couple quick things. Great, great pictures from this year and years gone by. But you told me about this. I never would have seen it otherwise because I didn't go to the art fair this year. But one of the pictures that we're featuring in the gala video is from the ballet shoes.
Bella Bar. No, I thought it was Mara.
Yeah, I think it was Bella. But just one of the most amazing things I've seen here in terms of art.
There's Cameron's Dinosaur.
Cameron's Dinosaur was good too, and your Chewbacca was great.
Thank you.
But this is a really, really cool thing to see. So we want to wish the best of luck and safe travels to our folks going up on PSI. I'm so glad you knew Miriam. She babysat you?
Yes. Several people have babysat me and Maddie before Maddie was old enough.
Mm-hmm. There's only one student that graduated from Cross that has ever babysat my son. You would probably never guess who it is. It goes way back. We didn't do a lot of babysitting since we moved to New Braunfels. But actually, next week's guest, Mr. Fink, who will be joining us to talk about D.C. next week. His daughter, Sarah, was the only person we ever let babysit Evan here in New Braunfels. And it was only one. We're pretty usual overprotective parents of an only child. Hey, listen up, folks. 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left on the show. I did want to talk about the DC trip because that was such a big deal. But if I had to rank my favorite things, it would be DC,
Oregon Trail,
and then next week, well, maybe the final day, the final show, we'll talk about what my favorite thing has been here at Cross Lutheran. My name is Jason Dias. Her name is
Kiki Culpepper.
And she's going to say goodbye.
Goodbye. And you too.
And goodbye. I will say goodbye until next.
I'm making him.
Yes, goodbye. Thank you, Miriam. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Until next week. A great show last week, by the way. Tons of people tuned in. Until next week, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.